I did, you emailed me and told me all this information that you'd gone to an astrologer and she told you that this area on, in a straight line, Arizona, might be a good place to go. Well, I'm an amateur astrologer. I don't know anything about, what you're talking about there. Relocation, yeah, I don't know if how accurate that is. I actually never heard of it.
Oh, relocation.
And yeah, well, there's a lot of things I haven't heard
Oh, I'm
of.
surprised.
So I just asked the cards, what does Sama, well, that's what I thought you were called, so yeah, Sam, what does Sam need to know about moving to Prescott, Arizona? Because that was your question to me. And that's the question you wanted to ask the cards. But I don't tell, first of all, I don't tell the future,
Okay.
so that's not where I go with things. And so I shuffled the deck with this in mind, and I shuffled it for quite a while until I felt like, that might be good enough. And then I laid out four cards right off the top of the deck. And this is what they are. The first one, and this is I used the Voyager deck. James Wanless is the author of this one.
What did you call
And
it?
the Voyager deck.
Oh, Voyager.
And it is
Okay.
a tarot deck. It's a modern tarot deck. Purists don't like it, but I do. I like it because people can look at it and at the images and see things. But since you can't see the cards, I do more of a traditional reading over the air. So this the Emperor card is the first card. And this is the archetype of someone who knows what they want and can get it. They very well, very good at getting around in the world and doing things and getting things done. Would that be you?
If I
You
would
relate
apply
to that?
myself,
Pardon?
pardon? If I would apply myself, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fears here. But what was it? What card did you call that?
It's called the Emperor, and this is the ma
Oh, the
yeah,
Emperor.
this is the masculine archetype. I don't know if you've listened to Jerry and I talk about the masculine and the feminine, but this is the masculine archetype, and this is one that gets things done in the world. And you're talking about a move, and it would take this type of energy to move. So this is,
So does that card sort of represent who I am?
yes, as far as the question. You're wanting to know about a move, and so I would say, that, that would take this kind of energy to move.
I would need that kind of energy to move.
Right.
Actually, everything's in storage,
Right,
and I've
right.
been sort of, I knew exactly what I wanted to do until I went to Sedona, and then when I came back, for some reason I thought, I just worried about making a living there, even though I was told I could do very well.
Well, what do you do,
Sure.
Sam?
I'm in sales. I
Oh.
do have an insurance license, and
Well, you probably could do well there then, I think. You have a good personality. She has that masculine card already, Tony, so let me. She'll get out
good in
there.
sales because I'm so sincere. I really am, and I like helping people.
Right.
So that's always been a big factor for me.
Right. Well, yeah, well, I would say you would need the masculine archetype to, make sales, certainly, but you're probably, it sounds like
I'm
you're
sure she
using the
does.
feminine as well.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, and also it takes courage to make a move like that, and so you could muster the courage.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second card is the Child of Cups.
Yeah.
Now this card came in upside down, reversed, as they could say. And this shows a picture of children in it playing, and the subtitle of this card is Feeler. And this has to do with emotions, and it's immature, young emotional state. And so my thought was with this card was that you're not in touch with your feelings with this move. And that you're not using a part of yourself. And then this would be like the feminine, the inside, like tuning into how you feel about making this move.
Okay. Well, that's part of why we're doing this. I think
okay.
it's because I can't, I want to do it, let's see, I don't know how to find those true feelings, maybe.
Yeah.
In other words, it's just easier to do to do nothing than to go into the unknown, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, our culture doesn't teach people how to tap into this kind of part of yourself, you know, to get in touch with feelings. And doing better in recent years, but, you know, you're old enough, you're in the same generation as me, and we just, you know, it wasn't something we were taught to do.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something I need to explore a little deeper, you mean?
Yes, yes. Now, you've been in Portland 20 years, and you have lots of friends there, you know. You know, pay attention here, because you would be leaving this.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Arizona.
Well, it felt good, but I was worried about making a living and getting a job and maybe fighting off. It's really expensive in the Sedona area. And I thought maybe I was reaching too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I really want to buy again. And that's why I sort of focused on Prescott. At the same time that I sent for the relocation packet from the Chamber of Commerce at Sedona, I did the same thing for Prescott, too. And maybe the city feels a little better to me for some reason.
Well, Prescott's a nice place.
Yeah.
Have you been to Prescott?
I have, many times.
I've been through it. But the reason I like Sedona so well is because I'm not an artist, but I have a very creative nature, and I wanted to be close to that type of community and see what I could get into. It's just sort of untapped here, and Celeste told me that would be something that I could, that she thought definitely would blossom.
Well, Prescott's a nice place. Did you look around while you were in Sedona for a job?
No, Jerry, I didn't. But you know what I did? I rented an apartment and I got a post office box that's good for a year.
Well, I think you're going to Sedona, don't you think so, Tony?
No, I don't think so. I'm just listening. Yeah, you know, I'm going to stay neutral on this.
I know, but I even put some money down on an apartment, and then I got a hold of a fellow and told him I wasn't going to take it, and he sent part of it back, you know, so.
Yeah, well, there was some fear there.
There was something. Yeah, I think, too, it costs a fortune to move.
Yeah.
And I thought, am I willing to part with this or put it into a new property?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't move much at all, and so it was kind of all unknown to me, but I have a lot more information today.
Yeah.
Just from everything I've been doing.
Right.
So this Child of Cups, as you called it, is that like the page?
Yes, like the Page of Cups. It's an immature energy, and it can be impulsive, you know, because of that, and not know itself real well. So there's a bit of caution there. I would say for this particular card is saying pay attention to your feelings, the fear and how you're feeling, everything, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's what this card is saying, I think. Now, the next card is the Woman of Crystals, and it also came in reversed, which is usually the lower levels of the particular archetype. Now, this Woman of Crystals is in this deck, the Voyager deck, is a woman who pays attention to her intellect and her intuition. Now, the intellect is masculine and the intuition is feminine. You know, so she's got a good balance there between the masculine and the feminine, you know, the thinking part and the intuitive part. And it came in reversed. And so my thought was that it was possible that you're not in touch with your own knowing of things. You got a lot of intellectual stuff going on, but the intuitive is not coming in real clear. And that also shows up by looking outside yourself for answers. You know, like going to an astrologer and asking them. When you know the answers, but is hard for you to bring them to consciousness?
I think there is some of that. It goes way back. I think between my mother and my ex-husband, and I'm not going to get into that, but I mean, it's just the way I was brought up and the relationships that I had, and had so many decisions made for me.
Right, and so...
That this probably shows up in this respect, both the Child of Cups and this one.
Okay.
They seem to say the same thing in a way, don't
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah, one's talking about the feelings and one's talking about intuition and thinking. You know, so it's like getting to know yourself. You know, and usually what I prescribe for people that I see this happening in, because this is really common, is that I tell them to pray, you know, and whatever that means to them, and then wait in meditation with your eyes closed for answers. You can do it that way. Or you can pray and then just kind of wait for an answer that the universe gives you through other things, like books that you read or friends talking to you. Different ways. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
When I was getting ready to go to Sedona just to see what it's like and everything, I felt like all the signals and everything was just pointing me in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I was getting all the energy and everything, and then maybe that's what I should have done. Maybe I'm not listening to my intuition, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, if it was positive, then there was a reason for you to go, and maybe the reason for you to go is like getting in touch with yourself, getting in touch with these feelings, and getting in touch with this, the intuitive part of yourself and the intellectual, you know, because the intellect and the intuitive work together, you know, and it's just hard for you to bring the intuitive up to the intellectual level. And I think in a meditation, a prayer and meditation is a good way to do that. And so just for that particular card is saying, wait and watch for answers. You know, go within and ask. Ask yourself, you know, what do I need to know?
And then just wait for something to come to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you ask like that, and when it does come, you know it. It's just like, aha.
Aha moment.
I get those sometimes. And
yes.
I get,
yes, that's your intuition.
Yeah, and it just feels so good, and I just get all revved up. And then it's like, how can I put it? You know, it's like looking at a sky where it's all full of clouds, and then there's this opening where all the sun is streaming through.
Right.
And then that opening slowly closes up again.
Well, it's your thinking mind takes over.
Oh.
Negative thinking, maybe. You know, so watch your negative thoughts as well. Self-defeating thoughts are what to watch for as well.
There is far too much intellectualizing in my astrology chart, and not enough feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're hitting on makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, and then astrologers don't, they're like tarot readers or psychics or anyone, you know, a reputable one who has integrity doesn't want you to believe everything they say. They're giving you information, and then you decide what you can use and what to throw away. It's not all useful, you know, so it's real possible that this move isn't for you. But what it might be doing is teaching you to get in touch with yourself.
Now, there's an interesting aspect, you know, what you're pointing out.
Yeah. It sounds to me like your journey is supposed to be happening. Doesn't sound like a lot of chaos, but it sounds like it is asking for you to pay attention to your own knowing. You know, and don't look outside yourself for your answers.
Okay.
Well,
then
the last card is the Man of Crystals, and this came in also reversed. And the Man of Crystals is like the King of Swords in a traditional deck. And
so the Woman of Crystals would be the Queen of Swords?
Yeah.
And so it came to me that you're not formulating your ideas into workable solutions. You know, that you're kind of like spinning your wheels. With the Man of Crystals is like real decisive and knows what to do. You know, so coming in upside down makes sense for what you were telling me. But you know, you're hitting on this astrologer's information. You know, your ideas are formulated by the initial idea wasn't yours; it was somebody else's. It was an astrologer's. You know, so you know, back up from that.
Okay.
And say, now, if I wanted to move someplace for me, and I wanted to move someplace that felt really good, you know, and where would that be? Possibly this might be something you can do.
Well, anyway, I'm trying to basically think of when she did the chart, I actually asked for a relocation chart. Uh-huh. And that's probably why that came out that way. However, yeah. There were some things going on that would be going on with me.
Right. And that's, you know, any place you go, there's going to be trouble if you have trouble one place. Because everywhere you go, there you are.
Yes. Yeah, that's always correct. Yeah. You take yourself with you wherever you are.
Exactly.
But these cards, when did you do these cards? Today?
This morning.
Yeah. That really describes the scenario right now.
Right.
I wonder what they would have been if I had done this before I had gone to Sedona.
I don't know. Yeah. So I have a suggestion here based on this last card. I would suggest making a list of your own feelings and a list of your blessings that you have in Portland.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so that you have a clue of what you have in Portland, and that those will be your feelings and your thoughts, and your you know of. Sometimes when you write things, it becomes clearer.
Okay.
It's just another way of bringing up feelings and thinking states. Writing it down. And you might discover that you're wiser than you think.
You know, you can get into a maze and forget where you are.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think it's basically because it was the astrologer's idea, not yours. You know, and you were kind of giving yourself away a little bit. Not entirely, because you did go there and you had all these feelings bubble up and you did notice them, you know, and thoughts, so I would say go more into who you are and what you know, and put the astrologer's ideas second.
You would be quite amazed at how blessed I feel that I'm getting to talk to you today because of this. Yeah, you've opened a window or a door or something here that helped me to take another look, especially at the feelings.
Well, no one else has perfect answers for everyone. So astrologers don't, and most of them will tell you that they don't. You know, so you have to pay attention to your own knowing. Yeah.
Yeah. Celeste is very, very, very good. Yeah. She's. She didn't come out and say anything. She just said, "Here's the energy."
And you've explored it a little bit.
And that was about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I went there. I have a post office box there. Left it for seed, I guess.
So it's just a matter of tuning into yourself and doing some prayer and meditation and, you know, getting into your own knowing.
You know, you sent me an email about how to get on, you know, to the radio part of it. And I was looking at your website and you actually do more, you're more health concentrated, aren't you?
Not necessarily. Then what? Health concentrated?
In your tarot cards, tarot reading.
I do a little bit of everything. Depends on difficult life situations, and I would say this was one of those.
It's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have struggled with this for years. I really have. And I think I probably would have moved a lot sooner, but I just didn't know. I think there's a little bit of a perfectionist shining out, you know, on my part. And I think, well, the weather's this way, or it's too hot there, or, you know what I mean, finding something good and something bad about it.
Yeah.
So making that list maybe would be a good idea.
Right. Make a list of what's good about where you're at, Make a list about what you're going to, you know, and then compare the two. You know, and it kind of helps you get into who you are and what you want and what you already know and what you don't know.
So when you do a reading, you just mainly go with not exactly what's around somebody, but I don't know how to call it because you don't know, you don't do the future, but everything sort of points in that direction.
Well, it's what you need to do for you to get your own answers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Looking at the whole thing, I mean, because the emperor was there right to begin with, knows what they want and can get it. And then these other three cards fall underneath that aren't very supportive of that.
Well, the emperor...
Am I misreading that?
No, you're right. But you see, you're a very capable woman. You have had a job, you know, for years, and you do things. You have your own apartment. You're very capable. So that's the emperor. And you're capable of making this move. You know, but there's a part of you that is not quite developed yet, and that would be getting in touch with your feelings and getting in touch with your intuition about it. You know, and so I would say, you know, develop that, work on developing that, and as you develop that a little bit, and it doesn't take long, it's just a matter of, you know, closing your eyes, asking for help from spirit or God or whatever, and getting in touch with the deeper parts of yourself, which are feminine, by the way, and you know, that your answer will
come.
Well,
that's amazing. Follow up with you on whatever happens.
Okay, good. Great.
Well, our time is almost up here, and from the outside of sitting here listening to the conversation, I think perhaps, Tony, you've brought out some good points, and at the same time, it appears to me, Sam, that and you have a yearning inside of you that intellectually you don't want to pay attention to. So maybe Tony's talking about meditation. Maybe that's something you
I surely will. And this has been a wonderful experience. Thank you very much, both of you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, Sam. Yeah, keep us informed. Will she or will she not go to Sedona? Well, Tony, we got only about a minute left. What do you think?
Well, I think anyone who goes to an astrologer or a psychic or a tarot counselor or a doctor, and they tell them to do something that and it doesn't feel quite right to them, that they should get a second opinion. You know, and I think all astrologers and psychics would agree with that. You know, that they're not there to tell everybody how to win.
It's not a tradition in this show for me to agree with you, but...
you don't always do that.
I do think you need to follow your hunches, your emotions, your heart. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't use a little intellectual balance.
Right, right. The masculine is the intellect, and the feminine is the intuition and the heart and the feelings, the inside.
Okay.
I got it in there, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did. I was just waiting for it. It's your show, so I'll let you have to get close. Hey, we'll see you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.